Welcome to the AP Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 25, recorded on December 21st, 2008. Well, the holidays are upon us, and if your family's like mine, every day you're getting new holiday cards from friends and family, and you're stringing them up around banisters or hanging them on the fridge. Also, every year, it seems like more and more of our loved ones are sending us cards with photos of their family all decked out in their cutest possible outfits. But what do you do with these cards when December 26th rolls around? Throw them away? That's not very green, and it seems like a waste. Throw them on the fire to help heat the house? Nah, there's just something a little weird about watching the picture of your in-laws burning up in flames. Yeah, right. Weird. That's it. Anyway, what can you do with all these pictures that people send you? How about AT tip number 37, a Who's Who book? A Who's Who book can be created for any one environment, like school or home, or the book could be created for all environments combined. Here's how it works. Take all those holiday cards with photos on them and cut out the actual photos of the cousins, aunts, and uncles, friends, and so on, and place them in a pile. Then, on construction paper, glue these pictures down. If you want, you can sort these pictures first into categories like friends, mom's side relatives, or dad's side relatives. You could also color code the pictures, placing all of the relatives on mom's side on red paper and all the relatives on dad's side on green paper and all the friends on yellow paper or whatever. Then, write the names of the people on each page corresponding with their pictures. The final step is to line up all the pages and connect them by stapling them together into a book. Whenever possible, you can read the book together, telling stories about the individuals in the book to further the understanding of who each person is and why the student and family as a whole care about who those people are in the book. In the end, the book will be even more meaningful if the student works to create the book with you. So, if you can invite the student to help with this entire project, that would be awesome. Students can cut, glue, sort, write, type, and otherwise decorate the book to their liking. Educators could ask for these photos from the family in order to do this activity at school, or families can do it themselves at home. In school, students can share their books with one another and other educators, talking about the pictures and their relationships. Another use of a Who's Who book, although you probably won't be getting holiday photo cards from these individuals, but you could use it as a transition tool. When a student is about to leave to go to a new environment, a book could be created with pictures of all the new people they will see in their new environment. Pictures of the new secretaries, assistants, related service staff, teachers, and so on can be placed in a book and reviewed repeatedly before the transition takes place, and then again after the transition takes place. The book could contain pictures made solely of people in the new environment or, if it would help, pictures of the former and future individuals all placed on the same page. For example, on the occupational therapist page, you might have a picture of Mrs. Flanagan, the former OT, and a picture of Mrs. Yale, the new OT, with a line that reads something like, "Mrs. Flanagan was my occupational therapist this year, but Mrs. Yale will be my occupational therapist next year." Now, there are some digital tools that will help you make a Who's Who book or other homemade books, but I'm going to save those for a future episode. Hey, give me that back!
He's talking about the photo album feature in PowerPoint. Don't wait. Look it up now. The photo album feature in PowerPoint.
What are you doing? You can't just wrestle the microphone out of my hands like that whenever you want. Come on now. It's Christmas. Be polite. As I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted.
Photo album feature in PowerPoint. Look it up now. It's so cool.
There are digital means of creating photo albums, but I'll talk about those in a future episode. Finally, one last idea to share. Here's a cool use for all those cards you receive that don't have pictures. Take those and cut out any festive decorations that are on them, like snowmen or holly bushes or candy canes or whatever, and use those in art projects the following year. It's a great way of using what you have. As a parent, you can do this at home with kids to make your cards for the following year, or as a teacher, you can ask all the parents to do this so you have a wide array of holiday materials you can use for future art projects. It's a way of getting the full extent of your money's worth with those cards while doing a little bit of your own recycling. The National At-Risk Education Network, or NARIN, is holding their 2009 National Conference on February 17th through the 19th in Panama City, Florida. And guess who's presenting? It's me and a colleague, and we'll be presenting a breakout session on the afternoon of the 17th titled Chew the Fat, Policies and How-Tos in Assistive Technology. We know that having the word policies in the title might make you want to run in the opposite direction, but we try and spice it up a bit and have some fun, so if you're looking for strategies on how to develop an assistive technology program, this is the session for you. Now, if you can't make it down to sunny Florida, but you're still interested, well, exactly 1 week later, on February 24th, we'll be doing it all over again at the 2009 Virginia Society for Technology and Education Conference, or VSTE, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. If you can't make it to either of those, we'll give you one last chance this year. We'll be available to chat with you at the National Educational Computing Conference, or NEC, which is presented by the International Society for Technology and Education. This conference is happening in Washington, D.C. from June 28th until July 1st, and we'll be doing our poster session on Monday the 29th from 11 to 1. So, hopefully I'll get to see you at one of those conferences. I'll have links up to each of those conferences up at the blog site, attipscast.wordpress.com, but if I don't get to meet you at any of those conferences, remember you can still check out the AT Tippers group on Facebook and Classroom 2.0, where you can get updates about the AT Tipscast, as well as meet other listeners to the show. Also, I'd love to get any feedback about the show, so if you have any comments, suggestions, opinions, advice, or whatever, I'd love to hear from you. I strongly encourage you to send me an email at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.